support comes from World Harvest Foods and Strawberry Fields Cafe, 306 West Springfield in Urbana. Strawberry Fields Cafe features organic salads, sandwiches, and hot dishes, including vegan and gluten-free options. Also, gourmet coffee and tea, desserts, and smoothies. Now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. and Saturday from 8 to 11.
856, 56 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. And Aaron, commodities having a similar reaction to the tax news as what we're seeing on Wall Street?
Well, we're seeing a little perk up here in the soybean market, but I would say it's probably a little more weather-related here, Brian, as we're watching the weather in Argentina. Some fairly disappointing rains in some parts of Argentina over the weekend. It looks like a little drier profile here this morning for this next week. So we did see beans up double digits here up against some old resistance up in that 10.05 to 10.10 area on Jan beans. Starting to fade just a touch with corn and wheat just continue to not be able to get much going on the upside here this morning. So mostly weather kind of driving the thing here this morning as we start out a new week. We do have December corn at 342.5 down 2.25. March corn at 356.5 down 2.25. May corn at 364.75 down 1.75. Jan soybeans at 10.02.25. That's up 8 cents. March soybeans at 10.13.5 up 7.5. May soybeans at 10.24.25. That's up 7.25. December Chicago wheat at 416.25 up 1.75. March Chicago wheat 439.25 up 0.75 cents. Out in Kansas City, DEES is 422, up a penny and a half. We have March Kansas City wheat at 436.5. That's down 1 cent. Minneapolis wheat for December shows 611.75, up a penny and a quarter. March at 630, down 1.5. We have mostly lower livestock markets here to start out the new week. December cattle 116.55, down 67. Feb cattle 121.15, down 82. Jan feeders at 149.35, down 97. March feeders at 147.12, down 90. December hogs, 65.07, down 20 cents. Feb hogs at 70.15, down 57. Outside markets are showing the dollar up a little bit here this morning. Crude down 50 to 60 cents. And also seeing the equity markets up sharply here again this morning. News today, export inspections out at 10 a.m. Central Time here this morning. No more crop progress reports in the afternoon, so we'll have to wait till the first part of April to see those again. So most of the news here going to start this week focused on Argentine weather here as we continue to watch the weather in that part of the world. Otherwise, fairly quiet on corn and wheat to start the week, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington joining us on this Monday. Let's glance at current conditions and a warm start to our week here, although it doesn't look like it'll last that long. Temperatures in the mid-50s throughout. We're at 56 degrees in Urbana, 55 in Bloomington. Also 55 in Decatur, 54 in Danville, up to 57 in Charleston, Mattoon, and 54 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today mostly cloudy, warm, and breezy. A few showers possible late in the day with a high of 66 degrees. South wind gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Rain likely tonight will drop to a low of 34, mostly cloudy and cooler. Much more December-like tomorrow with a high of 40 degrees. Wednesday mostly sunny and a high of 36. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 56 degrees at 9 o'clock.